action service. He sat on the gate of Ram outside and they were servicing all. He began to do like this. And Ramchandra began to take yawn. Always day and night he was doing. And Ramchandra began to do like this. How? So they could not serve a single moment. They took this dish of Mahaprasadam. But he was doing like this. I am doing that like this. And Hanuman was doing. They used to give him a glass of water. But Ramchandra cannot, because he was doing and he was yawning. So day and night he was doing. They became so worried. They went to Hanuman. Why you are doing so? He told that you have given me to serve Ram by this. I don't know when he will take yawn. So I am doing that. When he will do, I don't know. So I am doing so. They went to Ram. What to do? Then Ramchandra told that, do you want to kill me? He's doing always this thing. I cannot take rest anything, I cannot take water and anything. So you should give him any service. Otherwise I will die and you will all die. Go to Hanuman. They went there and told that, oh Prabhu, you should be very kind to me and give him. Take this whole service and remaining, if you want, then we will serve. Otherwise you will have to serve. Because Ram is not so happy by our service. He is happy only to have your service. So Hanuman is like so. Always serving him. So Ram always is happy too. So we should be like this. Not like sevak. Sevak. Bak means?
Crane.
Three letters in seva. Those who know devotees of Gurudev, Vaishnava or Krishna, without ordering them, they make that service from before. Without ordering, without anything, they will see Gurudev is coming from outside. Lisa Shamram. He must want water. They will take water. According to season, hot or cold water. What he likes, water or any juice. He wants fan. Or he wants first thing. He's so hungry and he's so
thirsty.
And he came. Oh, we arrange madhu parka, madhu, milk, ghee, and sugar, honey, and 1 kilo everything. Guru wanted to take some water and to have a fan, but they told that, oh, we will do first your archan, and they began to do archan for hours. I will die, you should give me water. Let me do all these things first. This is not service. We should try to know what is mood, what he wants, without any order. Then he is really a sevak. We should like. Let a sevak like. And if you want to more than them, then go to Braja. They are not only Shuddha Seva, Shuddha means pure Seva. They are mixed with Sakbhav, Sakharas. They will see and know what service he needs. They will do at once more than superior than Hanuman. So these are Sevas. They are liberated. whether they are in this world or that world, anywhere. Like Swamiji once knew that my Gurudev, my Holy Master wants that everywhere Krishna Nam should be preached in whole world. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everywhere this frame should be preached. So he knew that his Holy Master wanted to, that everywhere this frame and this name, holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, should be preached all over the world. He did not try to message Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I will not go. Less time, more superior that. I will go for
Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhunityananda, Shri Advaita Varada, Shiva Sadi, Shri Gaur Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I want to speak something about Arjuna. We should know all these things. What is Arjuna? What is Seva? And how you should do? And what should you do when you are doing Arjuna? Or Seva? Or Krishna? Or doing mantra japa. Everything which are the practicing now, all are very philosophical. These are all on the very basis of philosophical things, and also they are connected with love and affection. Gradually they will take us to Braja. Why we are doing all these sadhanas? Why? That should be motive of all these things. I don't remember where I told.
Birmingham.
No. Yes, Houston I told.
Oh.
That at first we have to see that what are our goals. Yeah, what is our goal? We'll have to think what is our sadhana. If you are thinking that this would must learn sadhana and to do sadhana, then it is ignorance. That should be aim and object of our life, and also aim and object of our sadhana or bhajan. First that thing, goal. What is our goal? Then sadhana will come. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the dialogue of Srila Raya Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere, in Sanatana Siksha, in Rup Siksha, we see this. Why Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, he has explained Adi four chapters, the highest thing, that is Krishna Prem Prayojan, Krishna Sambandha Abhidhe, Bhakti Abhidhe, and Sadhan Sadhya, that is what is Prayojan. Prayojan means, what is the meaning of Prayojan?
Ultimate
goal. So no sadhan here has been told in Bhakti Vishnu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nothing is told there. But he is telling what is the prem of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. He has begun it from third chapter, Adi third, and especially he is explaining in Adi four. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? What was his goal? Then he is telling that yada yada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata. This is one reason, but it is not superior.
External.
And then anarthicharim chariyat. Something internal, but it is also not prominent. And then he is telling that Advaita Acharya called him with Tulsi and Gangajal. But this is also not prominent. What is prominent? Then he is telling that Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vani Vasa Rojina Bhat Madarima Kidrisho Vamadiya Saukhan Chasya Mandan Bhavata Kidrisho Vetti Lobha Tad Bhavadha Samajani Sachi Garbh Sindhu Harindu. When Krishna passed time in Dwapar Yuga ended
last year of Dwapar Yuga,
he went to Golok Vrindavan, or he was in Vrindavan, but his pastimes were not there. Pastimes are always there, but Yogmaya has no connection with this world and to Krishna. That is why we cannot see and we cannot realize what is going on this time in this Vrindavan. But both are same. So whether he is in Vrindavan, but in Aprakat Leela, he is thinking that I know that Srimati Radhika is my guru. His affection is my guru. And she loves me more than I love her. I don't know her mood, but I see Srimati Radhika, but I don't become mad. But when he sees me, she becomes mad. How anything is tested, if there is any quality? Srimati Radhika has Mahabhava, and more than that, Krishna has not that. He has Mahabhava of other kind. He is objective, but Srimati Radhika is observer. So, objective cannot have the mood of observer. So, what is Radhika's mood? Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho. Pranaya Mahima. What is called Pranaya? If a Pranaya is there, then we can test Krishna. Otherwise, not. So, we are not testing. We have no realization of Pranaya and Pranaya. What to tell Pranaya? We have no actual Shraddha, bona fide Shraddha. So how can we test? We have modes of testing worldly things, desires, lust and all other things. But we have no Shraddha at all. Very little Shraddha. And this Shraddha is not bona fide. It can turn. It can be upset. So, Radhaya Pranay Mahima, Sneh Man Pranay Rag Anurag Vishti. So, Krishna is thinking that this thing is not in me, qualities. How can I test myself? He is telling me a very, very good thing if you go very deep. Krishna is telling that I am beautiful, but Srimati Radhika is more beautiful. I have so much equality, but Radhika has so much more qualities. I have prem, love, but she has more and more prem. But there is one thing, that I have some special thing in myself that Srimati Radhika has not that. What is that? Anything is there. What that thing? Only Radhika can know. Because if she sees me, he becomes mad. I see that this quality is not in Srimati Radhika. I cannot be mad. But she becomes mad. There is something in me which makes Srimati Radhika mad. Understand this? So, but I cannot define it. I cannot realize this. What is that? I want to know this. What thing is especially in me that it makes Srimati Radhika and all gopis, father, mother and everyone mad? What is this in my very good thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Very few numbers, I think, then since the whole world, very few persons can explain or realize all these things. What Chaitanya Charitamrita? Anyone does not try to penetrate and go very deeply to think all this. They have no time at all. And so we should try to go. And it can be had only in the association of Jaha Bhagavata Pada. Jaha Bhagavata Pada, you know this meaning? Jaha Bhagavata Pada, Vaishnavasthane, you should read Bhagavatam to Bhagavat. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. Grantha Bhagavat and? So you will have to everything in Srimad Bhagavatam, book Bhagavat. But it has been locked and key. Only Bhakta Bhagavat can open and he can read. So you should go to them. In school, colleges and philosophy, where in colleges, there we cannot have. In school, colleges. But now we think that we should go to colleges and we can read there. The Gnostic person, they have no knowledge, they have no any practice for these things. How can they teach us? They can. So, Jaha Bhagavat Padha Vaishnava Sthane. So, Krishna is telling that though I am so beautiful, but Radhika is more beautiful. Though I am so, have so knowledge, Radhika is more knowledge. In all ways, she is my guru, Radhika. But even I have something which is not anywhere. So Srimati Radhika test means that thing. What is that? Venu Madhuri, Rup Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, these are. So I want to test when I see myself in mirror or in water or anywhere, I become mad. I want to test it like Srimati Radhika tests me. So what is that thing? If Radhika mood is not there, I cannot test. So what is that? And if she tests, what kind of happiness comes to her? Though he does not want any happiness, nothing. But yet happiness comes less and less time more. So I want to test myself. What are these Madhuri? What is the Radhika Pranay? And what is that happiness? That's Srimati Radhika.
then he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It means Radhika Prem is life of goal of life or our whole practicing bhakti. And it has been told by Srila Raya Ramananda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that dialogue. So Krishna Prem is Prayojan, not Krishna, one, not Radhika and not anyone. They are not Prayojan. They are our yesterday. But we want Prem. If we don't want Prem, we don't know what is Prem, then no motive, no sadhana at all. I want some rupees, some dollar. We'll have to go and serve anywhere. We can have that. If you want to be any scientist, you'll have to go to that college. If you want to be doctor, you'll have to go to medical college. If you want to be leader, then you will have to go to law college. In any college, the experts can learn teachers. So we will have to go. This is sadhana. We will have to go to this thing and to experts. And what they will tell, we will have to follow. So our main object of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to test that Prem and to preach Rag Marga Bhakti. Rag Marga Bhakti and Ragatmik Bhaktis are not one. Understand? Try to understand. Rag Marga. Marga means way. Way and goal is not same thing. By way, we can go to our goal. So, Raganuga Marga. Raganuga is a way. By this way, if we will follow that way, we can go to Ragatmik Bhakti. What is Ragatmik? The mode and the services of gopis, Nandababa, Yashoda, Subal Siddham and gopis, services to Krishna, and that mode, these are Ragatmika. There is Rag in their Atma, in their soul. So this is Ragatmika. This is our goal. How to go there? There are sadhana. If you know something about this, and there is a greed that I want that goal, to achieve that goal, and you are going to the experts who are very expert in these things, they are called Raganuga, Arupanuga, Vaishnava. In the line of Rupa Goswami. If very little greed is there, that I want to serve Krishna like Subal, like Nanda Yashoda, or like gopis. I want, but there is nothing. I want only their thing. Some greed. Then you will have to follow Raganuga. No? And if you have not greed, and you are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, or other books, and you know that there is birth and death, endless birth and death, and sorrow and suffering in this world. By money, by anything in this world, we cannot attain that thing. We cannot. No happiness of the life will come by all these things. The highest thing in this world is Indra. We cannot be like Indra, but we see that sorrow and suffering, always his in sorrow and suffering. So many worldly desires. He often goes to ladies like Gautam's wife are here and there. He has so anger, angry, lusty, and so many things. Sometimes he goes to Manas Sarovar and in the
lotus.
He goes there and demons are touching him. And less years he went there, he was here. So anyone is not happy in this world and cannot be by achieving all these things, worldly desires. So money cannot help so much. So here, but if he is saying that so misery in this world, and then he was thinks that how to cross this misery, how to cross, then he will have to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. What is Bhakti? To follow and to practice. अन्याभिलाषितासन्नं ज्ञानकर्माद्धनाव्रतं आनुकूल्येन कृष्णानुशीलनं भक्तिरुत्तमा. दिस इज भक्ति. दिस इज रागानुगा हाइएस्ट. दिस इज फ्रॉम बॉटम टॉप टू बॉटम एवरीथिंग इन दिस विल हैव टू फॉलो. दिस उत्तम भक्ति इज ओनली इन ब्रज नॉट एनीवेयर. A part is in Vaikuntha, some part is in Ayodhya, and more some parts in Dwarka. But it is Purna. What is Purna?
Complete.
In Braja. And in especially in Gopis. It is not anywhere else. So I will try to explain this sloka. It will take 1 hour, at least 1 hour. So bhakti here is our goal. It is of three kinds. Bhakti is of three kinds. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prem bhakti. Prem bhakti is not sadhana bhakti. Bhava bhakti is not sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means from a very distance, bahudur, long distance, if we want to serve Krishna, then you will have to follow sadhana bhakti. If you have greed, then you will at once come up on the stage of asakti or ruchi. And if you have nothing, no previous expression or anything,
past impression,
then you will have to go. And there is, if there is Sukriti, bhakti will be found there. And by their association, we will do first Guru Karan and some activities very far away. So there is called Seva. And when we will, we are learning from ABCD, then ABCD life is Archan. No? What is Archan? It is Seva Puja. We know that. Service to Krishna. What is this very far away? We have nothing here. Guru is telling that do Ghanta Bajao and give water to Krishna. What is the use of Ghanta Bajao? What is the service? Ghanta bajao, shankh bajao. What is service? Understand me? What is the use? And you will do like this for 1 hour, 2 hours. And all the audience will come and they will be tired and they will return again. What is this? Shankha for, you can make one fan because Budhara Prabhu is sweating.
How much?
One.
Over there.
one ankle will speak, no other. Understand what? Jadi Krishna nitya karenge, to unke hajaro jo nupur hain, unse ek hi bolega wo chahenge to. Aur jagat mein aisa nahi hoga. So this is very this is why this archan. Archan doing if any bona fide guru will come and we will hear him. Then from this archan we can advance in seva. We don't know the meaning why you should give this lightning, why you should bajao shankh bajana, log concert, why you do ghanta. Krishna is not there, but we are doing. If you enter to Thakurji Rome, then you will have to do like this. There be a lot, we are coming. Why all these things? How finding? Why all these?